This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furstgott-Roth. She's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is also director of the Center for Employment Policy. She has also served as chief economist of the U.S. Department of Labor for President George W. Bush, and also as chief of staff of President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. We want to get her thoughts today on the new job numbers for the month of February, with the overall unemployment rate holding steady at 9.7%, but 36,000 additional jobs lost in the month of February as well. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you today.
Most of the analysis I've heard from the mainstream media today suggests a couple of things. They say it's positive news because there are fewer job losses than were projected. And they say anything less than 50,000 is basically negligible. They say it's an optimistic sign. What do you say?
Well, I think it's very troubling that the economy isn't creating jobs, especially after a fourth quarter 2009 GDP growth rate of around 6%. I mean, how much GDP growth is it going to take to create more jobs? And January's figures were revised down from a loss of 20,000 to a loss of 26,000 jobs. So at some point, we're going to have to start creating private sector jobs. The government is going to bring on a whole group of census workers, around 1 million, which is going to show job increases as of the 1st of April. So we're going to see higher job numbers then, but that's going to be due to government hiring. And it's really important that consumers have the confidence to spend money and that businesses have the confidence to hire. And we're not seeing that yet.
Diana, you and I have looked at the different sectors in these reports, and government hires have been one of the more robust areas already. What does this report show? Which sectors are doing well? Which ones not so well?
Well, this shows that government hiring is down by about 18,000. We do see hires, as always, in education and health services. That added 32,000 last month. Professional and business services added 51,000, but that's mostly from increases in temporary help services, temporary jobs rather than permanent jobs. And employers hire temporary workers when they don't feel confident enough to hire permanent ones. We saw manufacturing was up slightly at 1,000, and construction was down again. I lost about 60,000 jobs, which is actually slightly better than January, where it lost about 77,000 jobs.
Diana, a lot of folks say that the real jobs number is not 9.7 because it doesn't factor in those who have stopped looking for work, who have had to take part-time jobs when they really want full-time work. From what we're hearing, Diana, the folks who would like to be working but have given up because they basically lost hope is still on the rise. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, that number went up. The Department of Labor's broadest measure of the unemployed, which they call U6, rose from 16.5% to 16.8%. And even more troubling, the number of workers who were out of work, the number of unemployed workers who were unemployed for 15 weeks or longer, also rose. So now there's about 60% of all the unemployed have been unemployed for more than 15 weeks, and about 40% have been unemployed for more than 6 months. And once you've been unemployed this long, it's harder to get back to work again because you lose your contacts, you lose your networks, you're not used to getting up early in the morning. You can develop bad habits like drinking too much or drugs. And this is potentially a burgeoning social problem that we need to be addressing. President Obama said his priority was getting Congress to pass health reform by March 18th. It would be much better for the American people if he had said, look, you have to do something about getting people back to work by March 18th.
Diana, in the last few days here, of course, we've seen the jobs bill debate. It passed the Senate, and just a couple of days ago it passed the House of Representatives, $15 billion. The president says between a payroll tax holiday for hiring previously unemployed workers, some easing of lending rules, this should get small businesses going again. What do you expect?
I hope so, yes. I wish they had made it broader. Right now, under the bill, a worker has to be unemployed for 60 days. For 2 months in order to qualify for the credit. It would be nice if they could have hired anybody or maybe made that time period shorter, because say you have someone who wants to be hired, but he's only been unemployed a month, not quite sure why you couldn't hire him, especially if he'd been laid off from another job. It might have been a bit better to say any laid off worker, because you want to minimize the time that people are unemployed. but it's certainly a good start.
And what would you encourage Congress to do from here?
I would encourage Congress to focus on cutting spending and not looking at bills that are going to cost a large amount of money. Health reform would cost $1 trillion. Polls show that most Americans don't want it. They don't like the idea of taxes going up, of government spending going up. Congress should put that on a back burner for right now or start something more incremental. Look at something more incremental that costs less money, such as allowing insurance companies to compete across state lines or having some malpractice reforms. Those are costless, and those would help competition, help bring down the cost of health care. And there's also, I think Congress is doing the right thing in looking at holding back EPA from calling carbon a pollutant, because doing that would mean that lots of businesses who are now prospering, who are manufacturing energy-intensive products, would have to slow down their production or move their plant offshore. Senator Rockefeller is doing a good job by leading a charge to say that this is in Congress's bailiwick and shouldn't be left to EPA.
Diana, you mentioned the health care fight. We could see a vote here in the coming days. And if this goes through, you've said in the past that the president's forthcoming agenda on issues like health care and like cap and trade are one of the reasons we're not seeing more job growth. So if this goes through, what type of impact specifically do you expect?
Well, if it goes through, then employers are going to have to start covering more workers. They are going to have to pay a tax or a fine if they don't provide health insurance to their workers. This is going to especially hurt low-skilled workers who are right there at the margin, and other workers are going to have to see probably cuts in raises or paychecks because this is going to be more expensive for employers. And there are a lot of reasons why this isn't a good time to be doing this. Maybe we want to do something more incremental, wait till we see job gains before imposing a substantial new amount of federal spending on employers, on the American economy.
Diana, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
It's great to be with you. It's a great honor to be on your show.
Diana Furtscott-Roth is director of the Center for Employment Policy at the Hudson Institute. She served as chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor for President George W. Bush and also as his chief of staff for the President's Council of Economic Advisors. She's a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.